Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, health, wellness, liberation, and sustainability.
And one for all and all for another.
We're listening to Nellie Mackay. Soon we'll be joined by Victoria Moran and Carlos Garcia. We'll be hearing about Miss Liberty, the movie, A Taste of Freedom.
Change comes for the better if you want it. Our change will come. Stop beating that burger, all you all Americans, eating that mother. Give the chef my compliments, eating that torture. Won't you let your conscience warm you? I for that mother, you can't see suffer.
Vegan Nation has been on here since 2015. I'd like to thank all the listeners for tuning in. And I am thrilled and honored that we are joined by Victoria Moran in New York City and also Carlos Garcia. And we are going to be discussing the feature film in development called Miss Liberty, the movie, A Taste of Freedom. This is a first-of-its-kind family feature film. And Victoria Moran is the co-screenwriter and producer, along with her husband, Reverend William Melton. And Carlos Garcia is the development coordinator. Welcome, Victoria and Carlos, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thanks, Marlene.
Thank you, Marlene. Great to be here.
Great to be speaking with both of you again. Again, I'm honored that you've both been guests on Vegan Nation a few years ago. So this is great to be back and hearing about this new development. Wow. So, Victoria, let's hear about the storyline of Miss Liberty.
Miss Liberty is a cow who escapes from a slaughterhouse, but this is not a documentary about an actual occurrence. Miss Liberty is a composite of all of the amazing animals who have sought their freedom. She's a used-up dairy cow, and in a little traffic altercation at the slaughterhouse in a small Midwestern town, she manages to escape and wind up in the yard of a computer tech who's owed money by the slaughterhouse. So he takes it to his lawyer, who has always known that this slaughterhouse is not operating according to convention and a little bit outside the law. So he brings his NYU classmate from New York out to the Midwest to see if they can really do something with this case. So Cow Patty is the lawyer. She's a wonderful vegan protagonist who goes out to see what can be done for Miss Liberty and a whole lot more. And what we're really proud of in this story is that it's so richly textured.
Thank you, Miss Liberty.
We are so proud that this is a darn good story. So whether people are interested in farmed animals or not, they're going to stay with it just because it is so gripping. There's a wonderful subplot about the workers in the slaughterhouse and the way that they're exploited. There's a little bit of romance. There's a lot of humor. And there is a surprise ending that is positively dazzling.
Beautiful. Thank you. And Victoria, in 2014, so 10 years ago, I came to hear you speak at Worcester Veg Fest that was being held in downtown Worcester, Massachusetts. You had told a story, speaking of storylines, and I've always remembered this, about a dairy cow that you had met when you were on a tour, miraculously, because most people aren't allowed into slaughterhouses, but you somehow managed to get inside a slaughterhouse, and the owner or the manager allowed you to witness. And you had witnessed this dairy cow. So whenever I heard of the film Miss Liberty, I thought, oh, I wonder if any of that had any connection to what you experienced when you told that story.
I think it did. My husband was actually the creator of Miss Liberty. I'm a nonfiction author. I mean, I have books out in the world like Main Street Vegan and The Love Powered Diet. I have a new one coming in the winter, Age Like a Yogi. So I write basically self-help books, nonfiction. I produced a documentary. So I'm kind of a just the facts, ma'am, kind of person. I don't think up storylines and characters and put dialogue in their mouths. But my husband realized that he really had the gift for doing that. And yet he had known me at that time for about 12 years. And through that and through becoming vegetarian and then vegan himself, the storyline developed. But I'm really happy to share about that experience in my life in the slaughterhouse, because I had never been in a slaughterhouse, even though I had been writing about the conditions there for quite some time. And when this was all taking place, it was a really difficult time in my life, because my first husband had died and our daughter was pretty young. And so I had this idea that I should move to the country where I could have a simpler life. Only thing is, I had no skills for living in the country. It was absolutely miserable. And was talking to someone down there and mentioned, you know, my plight. And she said, well, I know you write as a vegan and all that, and my husband's friend owns a slaughterhouse, and I know if you just smile pretty, he'd show you anything you want to see. So that was how the thing started. So we came up with this story that I was a home economics graduate student. And this man very proudly took me through the family business. And it was really like spending a day in hell. The smell, the sounds, the plight of the workers. I thought I was going to go there and just be really upset and angry with these workers. But what I came to see was they were almost as exploited as the animals. They were working in a refrigerator, standing ankle deep in blood. So it was at the end of the day that this story happened that you were alluding to. I had spent like 7 hours in this surrealistic horror scenario, and it was about time to go, thank goodness. But as I was standing there waiting for my ride, this family farmer drove up with his little pickup truck and let some of these used up dairy cows out to go to slaughter. Now, so many people say, well, I only get my animal products from humane farms, etc. You know, it's such a betrayal. I mean, factory farming is hideously cruel, and the very best of family farming is a deceitful betrayal. We care about you until the day we send you to be killed. So this cow obviously knew people. She watched the other couple of cows go up that ramp and disappear, and she didn't want any part of it. So she just planted her hooves into that conveyor belt. She wasn't going anywhere. And then the guy with the captive bolt pistol whistled to her. And when he did, she kind of cocked her head, so much like what a dog would do if somebody whistled at him or her. And you could just almost see that this cow was wrestling with what she was hearing and smelling, and with her trust for humans. And she went with the trust, and she was shot with the bolt and hoisted up for death. That was the end of her. And as I experienced that, and I thought about the people who would buy her parts and pieces in a few days, you know, nice people, people that love their children and give to charity and all the things, but they didn't know her. And so that's why I always feel the need to tell her story when I can. And now with Miss Liberty, we'll be going out to those people who want to be great people. We all want to be great people. Society has just told them, as it told all of us, that this is just normal. They're only animals. That's what they're put here for. You need the protein. And all those other myths and lies. And I feel for that lovely cow and for all the others, their story has to get out there. And not just cows, chickens and pigs and everybody else.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much. And your team at Miss Liberty, the movie. And Carlos, I'd like to hear how you ended up being involved with this movie. Again, I've been following your work, your fabulous work and your music from your time in Hawaii and then also throughout California. So how did you end up back in New York City?
Well, I don't know if you knew, but I was born here in the Bronx. But I hadn't lived here much other than just as a kid and little spurts here and there. But I've been living in Hawaii and L.A. for most of my life and went back to California to go take care of some family things. And I got a call from a friend who's from Hawaii who said she's got a friend in New York who has been working on this script and that I should look at it. And she told me who it was. And at that time, I didn't know who Victoria was. Hawaii is a world away from New York. So, you know, you don't know everybody. But anyway, she sent me this script, and it was just such a great story. And one of the characters, the guy who starts out in the film as a slaughterhouse foreman, and this was written mostly, 12, 14 years ago, and that character's name is Carlos Garcia. So that kind of threw me against the wall. What more of a sign do I need to be involved with this?
Mm-hmm.
So I let my friend in Hawaii know, and within a couple hours, Victoria called. We were on the phone an hour or two and just talking. And, you know, that's kind of how it all started. And then I told her I was going to be in New York in the summer. So we met up for lunch, and I came up to her place a couple times while I was here. And we kind of left it at that. You know, we weren't sure what was next. But anyway, a few months later, found out that she really wants to do a fundraiser to get the funds needed to develop the film. So we worked out something and a timing, and I came here at the end of March, and I've been here since. It's almost July now to put together this fundraiser, and it turned out better than I ever even imagined.
Oh, it was dazzling, Marlene. I wish you could have been here.
The space, the food, the entertainment, what Victoria said, and just the vibe. And, you know, we had this look, these floor-to-ceiling windows in this loft overlooking the Hudson River and, you know, the other part of town. And we had this whole floor taken over. And we had Mike Kaplan, a comedian. He had people in the hysterical. We had Nellie Mackay, incredible pianist. I don't know if you know about her, but incredible pianist, vegan, civil rights person. Her music, like I said, she's like this classical pianist and sings, plays ukulele, harmonica, and she just has such a beautiful way of presenting herself and the whole vegan message.
And you let me down slowly. You let me down slow and you turn me around. Let me down easy. Let yourself go, now you're going to town. Baby, baby, can't you see what this futility is doing to me? We should have kicked over the ladder from the start. There's no equality.
We're listening to Nellie Mackay. You tune in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation featuring Carlos Garcia and Victoria Moran in New York City as we discuss the new feature film in production, Miss Liberty, the movie, A Taste of Freedom.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. No one supposes just how mean I can be. I play the victim, but I'm really a cad. And all I've ever wanted's everything I'm gonna have. There's no equality here. There's no equality on earth, I fear. There are so many to martyr, to boss and to barter. It's me or it's you. That's why I let you down slowly. I let you down slow and I turn you around. Let you down easy. Let myself go, now we're both set to drown. Baby, baby, can't you see what this absurdity is doing to me? We should have kicked over the ladder from the start. There's no equality.
Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. We're featuring the first of its kind, family feature film in production, Miss Liberty, the movie, A Taste of Freedom. We're joined by Victoria Moran, co-screenwriter and co-producer in New York City. And also joining us from New York City via Skype, both of them, is Carlos Garcia. Here's Carlos. Beautiful. And I have to say, that fundraiser you had, I had the opportunity to see the video of it. Carlos, I think you had it on your social media page. And it is beautiful what you described with the windows and the sun. And then seeing this lovely vegan woman that was Nellie. Her music is awesome.
Yeah, she's incredible. And she just pretty much volunteered to do this because of who she is. She came from what, Pennsylvania or New Jersey or somewhere, you know, and, you know, basically gave her time.
And was that fundraiser? I'm sorry, was that fundraiser last week?
2 weeks ago. The 12th of June.
Oh.
Yeah, my time is like, this 3 months is blended into like 10 seconds and 10 years at the same time.
Yes. I feel the same way.
Yes. Victoria. Yeah. Victoria, I'd like to hear more about the audience for Miss Liberty.
Well, this is one of the most exciting things about the film as a whole, that we are very actively not seeking to preach to the choir, that this is a really good movie. If it were not even about a cow, if it didn't even have this ethical vegan message, it would be a wonderful story, a story that you want to keep watching. It's for the whole family. And I think a lot of people will kind of get it a little bit later of, oh, wow, this was about a dairy cow? Gosh, they slaughter dairy cows. I never thought about that. Slaughterhouse. Gosh, I never think about a slaughterhouse. I just get my meat at the grocery store. And we're believing that through the power of story, just like other amazing movies, I mean, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, or Norma Rae, or Philadelphia, these kinds of movies that told a great story and absolutely changed hundreds of thousands of people's views on a social issue.
Thank you, Victoria. We're joined by Victoria Moran and also Carlos Garcia. They're joining us via Skype in New York City. And we're discussing the new film, the feature film in development, Miss Liberty, the movie, A Taste of Freedom. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. Well, this is very exciting to hear about the storyline and, Carlos, how you became involved in the development of this film. Carlos, could you explain that again a little bit about sharing your name, Carlos Garcia, for those who might have missed the first half of the show?
Oh, yeah. It's just that when someone sent me the script to look at last year, although it was an amazing story, one of the characters' name was Carlos Garcia, which is exactly my name. Not Joe Garcia, not Carlos Gonzalez, Carlos Garcia. So, you know, I don't even have a middle name myself, you know. So it was like, that sounds like something to be involved with. The story, my name is in there. Didn't even know who I was 14 years ago. It's all just too much. And the way it all went in this last 3 months and the turnout, and I was telling her, the look on our crowd, the people that were there with these big hearts, big smiles, they were laughing, they were looking at each other, and just, I mean, it couldn't have been any better. You know, the film is the only thing that's going to make it better. looking at that.
And the other thing I found really cool about the audience and the guests at the fundraiser was that they were so diverse. And it was all ages. It was, you know, there were people there with means, because obviously it was a fundraiser. And there were people there who didn't have many means, but they were contributing what they could, and they were contributing their big-heartedness. And we looked around, and this was a cross-section of America. And that's the goal, really, for veganism. When I first went vegan 40 years ago and vegetarian before that, it was this little group of kind of hippies and people who watched PBS. And we were a distinct type. But now we're not a type other than compassionate. And we come from all socioeconomic groups and all ethnic places and all backgrounds. And we just care about these animals. And that's what's so exciting, because we're going to be growing this compassionate world by everybody in every community. And that's what we saw that night.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you, Carlos. Thank you very much. And your team at Miss Liberty, the movie. And so where are you now with Miss Liberty, the movie?
Well, we're finishing phase one, which means that we have the funds to move forward, get a production budget, attach some of these actors. And then as we move into phase two of development, we will be filling out the cast. We will be codifying the fact that this director who is interested is indeed our director. And then we'll be able, hopefully, with the box office power of this female star that we're hoping to get, we'll be able to sell foreign rights to the film before we even start production. And the sale of those foreign rights will fund much of production, and there will probably still need to be some more investment work done. That will be out of my hands. I'm a writer, you know, that's more on the business side. But once the production funding is in place, then the locations will be scouted, the cast and crew will be assembled, and we'll be filming, hopefully next summer. Summer of 2025, with any luck.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. And Carlos, mm-hmm. We're coming to a close in the interview for today. Is there any message that you'd like to add in?
Well, I want to add that to you, saying you saw Victoria speak, I don't know, some 8 or 10 years ago. You know, like I said, I never really knew of her. And to be able to spend most of these last 3 months, you know, with her has been an honor for me, because she's so respected. And I respect what she does, not because other people respect her. It's because, you know, I value her and her place with books everywhere, Victoria Moran, and, you know, does yoga for her building for free. And, I mean, she's such a devoted person to all of this, and I feel pretty honored to have been able to do this. I mean, even when I was, you know, soliciting companies to help, you know, donate for a fundraiser, some of them were like, Victoria, yeah, what do you want? Just what do you want? You know, just anything, whatever. Boy, that was easy. You know, or I won't say any names specifically, but it was amazing. Some of them were just like, they're happy to do this.
Well, you know what? Let's say one name, and that is Peace Food Cafe, because we had food from many wonderful donors, and lots of restaurants were part of our silent auction. But Peace Food Cafe, there's two locations in New York City. If anybody comes to New York City, do eat at Peace Food Cafe. These are the kindest, most decent people. They're vegans, and they meditate every day. And they donated hors d'oeuvres and sweets. And, you know, sometimes you can just put a little extra soul in the food, a little extra spirit. So it's great because it's vegan, but it's also great because there's a lot of love there. So I think we got both. Marlene, if your listeners want to learn more about Miss Liberty, and thank you for saying the whole name of the website, it's MissLibertyTheMovie.com. And people can sign up there for updates and kind of, you know, follow the production once it gets started. So it'll be like we're all kind of there making a movie.
Yeah, we've got a nice endorsement video on there too, with you know, the rock stars of the vegan movement, and you know, we want to make this happen.
Yes, indeed.
And a lot of other people do too.
Yes, thank you. You rock, Carlos. And Victoria, you're an angel. Thank you very much. And thank you so much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thanks, Marlene. All the best.
Thank you, Marlene. Always great to work with you on these. And thank you again for doing all that you do for the vegan world, the vegan movement.
Thank you.
Well, thanks again. I'm so grateful. Okay. Thanks. Okay, take care.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I met him at a protest, dolled up in his finest finery, a Malcolm X t-shirt and a tambourine. To love him it was hopeless, the cannons fairly shook the barricade. We came in at the chorus, I could hear him say, eating that burger past a kitchen Lakonda mutts, eating that mutter, don't that a hot sauce hit the spot, eating that torture, don't you let your conscience harm you, I for that mother can't see you suffer. And one for all and all for another, a long October under the sun. Change comes for the better if you want it. Our change will come. Hey, you! Eating that burger past a kitchen Lakonda mutts, eating that mother, don't that hot sauce hit spot, eating that torture. Yeah, you show such understanding, I but that mother can't see you suffer.
This is Nellie Mackay. Much thanks to Nellie Mackay for sharing her music. This is Unknown Reggae, from her recording at the Kennedy Center, 2023. Earlier in the program, we heard a snippet of No Equality.
And one for all and all for another, a long October under the sun. Change comes for the better if you want it. Change will come. Stop eating that burger, all you all Americans, eating that mother. Give the chef my compliments, eating that torture. Won't you let your conscience warm you? I for that mother. You can't see suffer.
For those who don't know, most all hamburger is the flesh of dismembered mothers from the dairy industry. I dedicate this song to them. And I'd also like to thank Victoria Moran and Carlos Garcia in the team at Miss Liberty, the movie, A Taste of Freedom. And much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlene, Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day.